This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, to corporate news now, the mergers and acquisitions desk. S&P Global, yes, that S&P of 500 index fame, has agreed to buy IHS Markit in an all-stock deal worth about $44 billion. Lots of ways to talk about this story. It's a big one. And we chose this, that these companies are two of the biggest data providers to Wall Street. We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to explain what that's going to mean for traders and for the computers that they've got doing most of the work.
Trading on Wall Street these days is different from what it used to be even 15, 20 years ago.
It's my computers fighting against your computers.
That's PK Jain. He teaches finance and artificial intelligence trading at the University of Memphis. He says the task before portfolio managers is often to analyze corporate data coming from different sectors across many time zones.
And to put together that data historically from different vendors, it has been a challenge. So that challenge is less if you have fewer data vendors and those who are providing you with the raw material to process and analyze.
He says that's the good news, a more centralized data provider. Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities explains there's also a downside.
In this increasing technology ecosystem, data's really become the gold for Wall Street.
He says S&P knows this.
They're doing it ultimately because it's going to centralize, give them more pricing power and something that they could charge more for.
Full disclosure, S&P is a marketplace underwriter. Ives says this merger means less competition for the data Wall Street needs, which has some wondering whether federal regulators will allow it.
I think two large companies should always be interested in explaining to regulators why this is not anti-competitive.
Michael Goldstein teaches finance at Babson College. He says there are other players out there, though.
They have a big competitor in Bloomberg, right? So it's not like there aren't other competitors for them. They all provide slightly different services, but I'm sure the regulators will look increasingly closely at that.
He says S&P and IHS Markit may argue the companies are complementary businesses, so having the services under one roof is good for efficiency. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.